Hey guys, this is the Lifetime Athlete Podcast. I'm your host, John Zombro, and this is episode number 122. Today's title is an interesting one, and it is this: when distancing is over. Here we are in the midst of a number of requirements and recommendations that have been put in place to address an international health crisis. In hopes of flattening the curve, and I actually think that we are succeeding in that pursuit, flattening the curve of the COVID-19 pandemic, we are practicing isolation, quarantining, and distancing procedures. The things I'm about to say off the cuff may be both a bit preemptive as well as presumptive. But here goes. Living without human contact, other than one's immediate family, is challenging. We humans are social beasts, and our clans and tribes, which we have historically developed over 2+ million years, they are diminished currently. Evidence suggests that ancestral humans, foragers, hunter-gatherers, whatever term you like to use, would often assemble in groups as many as 150. That's a bit different than what we're seeing right now. We are missing out on a key part of our evolutionary biology. Maintaining a 6-foot bubble seems very unnatural. I totally respect the necessity of doing so to prevent disease transmission. However, just saying, that's a challenge. I miss that element of human contact, and I don't want to diminish this by saying second tier, but if you move away from your immediate family and you say, well, what is the second tier? Who are all those people that you regularly are in contact with in any given day? I miss that. I assume that you guys do too. I feel disadvantaged that I can't shake hands and look someone in the eye and hug them, fist bump, or high five them. I realized that this was a very important thing to me. My social existence with friends, neighbors, and community members was decidedly undistanced. Now, that's interesting to state because, you know, over the last few years, even though most of my work has been done remotely, I cherish the parts of work that I got to do, like working with clients face-to-face or in groups or in workshops. Those were special treats of the job. I'm not diminishing the fact that remote work and online access work is really valuable in our modern society, and it fulfills a lot of needs, solves a lot of problems. But in some capacity, whether it's through work or other means, the additional amount of human contact is entirely valuable. At some point, these circumstances that we're currently undergoing will be different, although who knows exactly what they will look like and, you know, how they will evolve, when they will occur. Only a fool would try to say he or she knows. So I've got a few questions that I ask myself, and that's, you know, will everyone remain filled with trepidation? Actually, I should say that again, with trepidation and caution. Will folks be standoffish? Will we lose a part of our natural, ancestral, biological, communal human nature and see it fade away forever, creating a society of unfeeling automatons who stay distanced just to stay alive, although the definition of alive may be questioned in that consideration? I can guess that there may be lingering changes. But my faith in humanity is that most of us will eventually return to the closenessing or approximation that is an essential part of the human genome. You could even call it reverse distancing or rebound distancing. I want to be a responsible citizen. And of course, we all need to temporarily reduce the rates of disease transmission or exposure. That's obvious. But my long-term plan is to go back to business as usual at some point and to encourage others to do the same. I don't know when that is, and I'm certainly not advocating for anyone to do something that seems overly risky or unintelligent. However, the world I want to live in is the one with less worry and constraint. Avoiding the inevitable exposure to any pathogen beyond this current crisis phase is an endeavor in which I'm not interested. If the statistics bear out, most of us are going to be exposed to this particular coronavirus, and the best thought leaders we currently have strongly suggest that those who are the healthiest without metabolic dysregulation and active disease processes will stand the greatest chance of experiencing a milder reaction or illness. So the basics are always valuable, and I would say this: eat healthy foods, sleep well, get your sunshine exposure, train appropriately, and have gratitude. Those things are needing to be ever present in our existence, and I think there's an underemphasis right now of the value that those things do for us. At some point in the future, I'm going to shake hands and hug people who are receptive to do the same. Frankly, I like my odds, and I'm willing to take my chances. A world with human contact is the one in which I want to finish out my ride. A bubble boy journey is just not appealing to me. Not right now, but when the time is right, let's all give consideration to restoring human normalcy. I think we really need to focus on being hard to kill or friggin' die trying. Don't misinterpret me here, please. We need to abide by the mandates of our modern world, and we need to take care of all our species. But we have to accept the laws, not the suggestions, of nature. We're animals, we're beasts. This is not idiotic lunacy. This is human nature. Stay strong, my friends.